Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, good morning, Ben, and good morning, Hawaii. It is Saturday. It's May 29th, 2021, almost halfway through. This is the Golf Club. We're on the radio in Hawaii, streaming live around the world via radiogolfclub.com/listen. Podcast there or wherever you get yours. Got a great show on this Memorial Day weekend. It is Patriot Golf Day. It is going to be Women's Golf Day, and it's Dad's Day coming up this June, and so we're going to get into dads and some work that they can do to improve. Well, we'll talk about that with Craig Kessler, Parker McLaughlin. They're going to be on with us in just a couple of minutes, as well as Greg Nichols on Patriot Golf Day, and Chris Nowak, and Kent Paisley. He's over at the LPGA Match Play at Shadow Creek. And boy, that looks like a warm-up to the Solheim Cup. Alisa Godet on Women's Golf Day, all coming up. But first, we got to thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. Brought to you by these fine sponsors. Bayview Golf Course, the best value in golf in beautiful Kaneohe. Dr. Carlson's Spine and Pain Clinic in Kailua. MD Restoration, floods, broken water pipes, 24/7 cleanup. And RCM Construction for concrete spalling repairs.
Let's bring in Craig Kessler, Chief Operations Officer of Top Golf and now an author. Good morning, Craig.
Danielle, good to be with you.
Absolutely. And with Craig is Hawaii's own Parker McLaughlin, PGA Tour winner, short game instructor. You can find him on Instagram at Short Game Chef. Author now as well. And this is, the book is called The Dad Advice Project, a book of real life stories and advice written by more than 40 dads from all walks of life, including professional athletes, TV personalities, businessmen, civic leaders, military veterans, and other close personal friends of the author. Craig, tell us, I mean, Craig and lots of other guys, what prompted the writing of your book, The Dad Advice Project?
There were so many things, Danielle, but I'll give you the short version. I think the first thing is that there's so much content out there to help moms be better moms, but what's available to dads is kind of thin. I think the second thing is, and everyone's heard this before, but there is no manual that helps someone become a better dad. But all dads seem to agree that it's probably the most important job we have in our lives. And so I ended up asking a handful of buddies, including my very good friend Parker, about 2.5 years ago to write me a letter on how to be a good dad. And over the last 2.5 years, the project snowballed and we ended up with the Dad Advice Project.
Wow. Well, you know, you can find this at thedadadviceproject.com. And you're asking people of all walks of life to submit their advice on your website.
That's right. And what's so fascinating about it is when you read the book, you realize that whether you're reading a submission from Parker or Davis Love III or George Tenet, the former CIA director who contributed, or whether you're reading from someone you've never heard of before, you realize that being a dad, in a sense, is sort of a great equalizer, and we're all trying to do the best we can. And what I found so fascinating is rather than the dads talking about all the things they've done right, so many of the dads talk about mistakes they've made. And in a way, it's sort of a liberating thing to hear, hey, you know what? If I'm not perfect at this thing, that's okay, because none of us really are.
Oh, that's so good. No, because you can relate. You know, everybody has this guilt factor going on inside themselves, you know, and to say, well, what advice can I give? I'm mostly making mistakes, it seems. So, but you'll see other people's mistakes, and then you sort of can say, okay, I can wash those away this is what's worked for me. And it enriches your life personally, and then you can help enrich someone else's. And you don't have to be a dad. I mean, like a biological dad. Look at Mark Rolfing is also in this book, Foster Parent to 30 Children. And all the different things that he must have learned. Parker McLaughlin, let's bring you in right now. You're a dad. You have a boy and you have a girl. You know, as a dad, figuring out what to do with one of each. It's different, right?
Oh, you have to parent them so differently. I also think, you know, as far as being a dad goes, you know, echoing what Craig said, there's no manual. We sort of learn from either what our dads did or we just sort of learn on the fly. And so for something like this to come about where, you know, Craig's gathered, you know, some of the titans of different industries and some of his closest friends to help put this out there, I feel like it's a great starting place for someone who's, you know, going to be a new dad or maybe is in the infancy of their dad life. I think it's nice to hear people's successes and what works, and then also, hey, what doesn't work? And you know, when you have a girl and a boy, you can't really parent them the same, and so you have to learn through trial and error what works, what doesn't work. And as we know, like being a parent is just the hardest job in the world, but it's also obviously extremely rewarding. But you know, I just always remember, you know, coming out of the hospital being like, now what am I supposed to do? Like what? I'm not prepared for this. So I think this is a perfect spot, you know, with Father's Day coming up, a perfect spot for Craig to release this book.
Yes, it is. Yes. And Craig, so you've been, when I saw George Tenet, you know, former CIA director, you don't think of somebody like the former director of the CIA raising children. You know, that's not, it doesn't, it, but of course he's got a personal life. How did you get in touch with him?
Yeah, so Professor Tenet, as I've always affectionately known him, was my college professor at Georgetown. And you're right, you don't think about these titans as being parents. You think about them in their professional roles. And the thing that stood out to me about George, really two things, and I don't want to give away too much about what he wrote because you have to read it in order to take away all the richness. But the first thing he talks about is that he's met kings and queens and princes and prime ministers all across the world, but nobody ever compared to his dad. And you think about the power of that statement and the importance of, you know, giving that role your all. The second thing that struck me about George is all the time, and Parker and I have talked about this, we try and figure out how to make trade-offs between our work lives and our professional lives. And a lot of times those trade-offs seem like they're kind of monumental. But then you put that in perspective to what George Tenet, who was the CIA director on 9/11, had to do when he was juggling protecting the country but also being a husband and a father at the same time. What I've learned from George is how to strike the right balance when you really, truly have tough trade-offs to make. And again, when you read his submission, I think that story will be brought to life.
Wow. Yeah. Well, when you said that, to me, it was like, okay, you're protecting the country. You're also trying to protect your family. And where would you be as a father if not at home protecting your family? You know, you're torn to stay at home. I mean, mothers and fathers go through this all the time is, okay, I have to go off to work. Or let's say in my business, there's a hurricane or a tsunami and I have to go to work. I have to go work and you know, everybody's at home. It's a very, very strange feeling to have to make those trade-offs. And for him, in his case, huge. But let's get back to what you said about what a father is to a child. It's monumental. It's the most important thing you're doing because you're creating the next generation that's going to then create a better next generation. From the mistakes that were made before, we can stop those tendencies and create stronger, healthier, more loving, more cooperative young people. And I think we're seeing that now in our society. Don't you, Parker? Craig? Either one.
All you, Parker.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when people, you know, look at me and they say, man, you've got such great kids, it's like, yeah, maybe someone might say, you're so lucky, you've got great kids. They look people in the eye when they talk to them, and they shake their hand, and I just sort of look at these people. I'm like, well, it's not really luck. I mean, like, it's been a lot of hard work to get to this spot of us continually, you know, being there for them, being present. You know, I think that was one of the things that I stressed in the part that I wrote was being present, being there. We're not always going to actually physically be there, but when you're there with them, be there and be present. And I think that goes a long way. But parenting is hard work. There's no two ways about it. It is hard work. But if you can put the work in, you know, and it's like tilling a farm. You know, you're gonna till the farm, and if you put the hard work in, you will get the fruit of a beautiful mango tree or an avocado tree or whatever it might be. You will get that beautiful fruit on the back end, and those kids of yours will then become great citizens in the greater community. Yeah. And I think that's what it comes down to for me is putting in that work so that our kids can be fruitful members of society going forward.
Right now we're talking about the Dad Advice Project, and it is a book that is, well, I don't know. It's a gathering of advice from men who are raising children, and they've been through it. They've seen what's worked for them and some of the mistakes they've made. Everybody does. No one's perfect. And so, but you learn from what has not worked, and then you can read and see what's worked for others and incorporate what works in how it will work for you. It's a wonderful idea, Craig. How do we get the book?
It's easy. You can check out dadadviceproject.com and learn more about it. There's a link to order. Or honestly, the simplest way is just go to amazon.com, type in Dad Advice Project, and you can't miss it. It's a royal blue cover with yellow font, San Diego Chargers colors, my former hometown team, and the book will ship out June 1st.
That's wonderful. So it's the Dad Advice Project. And if you want to read more about it, it's the dadadvicedproject.com. The Dad Advice Project, words of wisdom from guys who love being dads. And Craig Kessler, it's a bringing together of 40 dads in this particular one from all walks of life, including professional athletes, TV personalities, businessmen, civic leaders, military veterans. All the people, you know, some you can relate to someone in this book. Is this going to grow? Is this the first volume, or are you expanding?
It's such a good question. The truth is, none of us wanted to get over our skis and think about volume two before we see whether volume one actually has an impact. But assuming this works and people read the book, they like it and they enjoy it, and it frankly it makes a difference in their fatherhood journeys, I don't see why not. It feels to me like if we're lucky, maybe this turns into a modern day chicken soup for the soul, really targeted at dads. And, you know, for years to come, we can continue to compile advice for dads out there. The other thing I should say too, you know, I grew up going to the Boys and Girls Club in San Diego, my hometown, during school breaks. And so it was important to me that, you know, the book have a charitable component, and the Boys and Girls Club is our charitable partner. And so, you know, if you purchase the book, obviously they will benefit from it, which I'm excited about.
Oh, that's wonderful. And they're so enriching. You know, we can't be there all the time. And I need to ask you a question that so many parents in today's world are struggling with, and has nothing to do with relationships, except for maybe an electronic relationship. How does anybody address the question of how do you get the computer and the gaming out of their lives? It seems to just, especially after COVID, you know, or during COVID, it became pervasive. Any advice given from dads?
You know, I'm not in any place to give advice, even after reading the book. Maybe the piece of advice is pick it up and maybe you'll find a nugget of wisdom that answers that question. You know, this does seem to be a hot topic in so many ways. You know, phones are addictive and they're within, you know, a 1 foot reach, right? They're in your pocket. We used to live in a world where it was okay to pick up the phone and make a phone call to get something done. And it feels like now the world is broken up into 30-minute chunks of Zoom calls where people feel this obligation to sit in front of their computer screen and have a, quote, face-to-face conversation, which it's just an odd dynamic. You know, I think to answer your question, what advice are people giving to solve these odd dynamics? It's back to what Parker said. It's try and be present as often as you can. Tactically, a few people talk about, plug your phone in downstairs when you go to sleep at night so that when you go to bed and wake up in the morning, your phone isn't the last and first thing that's on your mind. And while I don't think those are perfect solves, this idea of forcing yourself to protect certain pockets of time to be really present with your spouse, with your kids, it's just very, very relevant advice.
Yeah, and coming from people who are working nonstop with things that are just grabbing them from all over, you know, we can certainly take away from these strong men. So dads, it's called the Dad Advice Project. You're not a dad yet, but there's someone about to become a dad. You know, this is the time to really start looking into these kinds of questions so you don't go what Parker went through when he walked out of the hospital with a baby saying, okay, now what do I do?
Exactly.
Right, right. Okay. So, you know, we're talking with Parker McLaughlin and Craig Kessler. Craig, I've got to ask you this question. You're on with us now. You're Chief Operating Officer, Topgolf. You are on hold still, right? Everything is kind of, it's not over. It's just on hold, possibly, here, Hawaii?
You're talking about building Topgolf Hawaii?
Yes.
It is not over, and we will not give up. We are so excited about becoming part of the Hawaii family and bringing, you know, jobs to the great state and a whole bunch of fun as well. So I know our teams, along with representatives from, you know, various departments within the government in Hawaii are meeting, and we're really hopeful we can get there.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I'm so glad you're not giving up. And Parker McLaughlin, inventor, you know, I am so proud of what you're doing, and short game instructor. You can find Parker McLaughlin, Short Game Chef, on IG. You know, for 5 years, Parker was mentored by one of the greatest wedge players of all time, Paul Azinger. So what you've learned and what you're passing on to so many wonderful people, including Kevin Streelman, Max Honma, Aaron Oberholzer, Anna Nordqvist, all these great people in the world of golf. Parker, thank you so much for your contributions as a teacher. I bet you're learning a lot, you know, being a father. After being a father, it works both ways. Thanks for being on the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks for being on the show. I really enjoyed talking with both of you.
Always good to talk to you, Danielle.
Thank you. Aloha. We'll talk again. We're going to come back. We're celebrating, in addition to Father's Day this June, we're celebrating this weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Yes, it's Patriot Golf Day, or Patriot Golf Days, and that's in Hawaii in particular, because we kind of do this all year round. And we're going to talk with Greg Nichols, General Manager, the Director of Golf at Ko'olina Golf Resort, kicking off the whole month of Patriot Golf Day that's coming up, plus, of course, celebrating Patriot Golf Days this Memorial Day weekend. It'll always be on Memorial Day weekend. We'll be back with Greg after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company. They moved to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Evaside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured, the Honolulu Sign Company is COVID compliant with all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Have you discovered Global Golf Post yet? Global Golf Post is the leading golf news publication in the game. It is a digital magazine. It's published very early Monday morning, delivered to your email inbox before you wake up. And in the pages of Global Golf Post, you will find all the news from the pro tours from the weekend, plus opinion and commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can also read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. Best of all, it's absolutely free. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii to sign up for your free subscription. You'll become the most informed golfer in your regular foursome. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Do it today.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate that must have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates. It's easy to do. Email Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And it is Patriot Golf Days for Folds of Honor, the most heroic round you'll ever play. Greg Nichols, General Manager, Director of Golf at Ko'olina Golf Resort. Welcome into the clubhouse, Greg.
Thanks, Danielle. Great to hear you and great to be with you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Now, of course, to participate in Patriot Golf Day, what does a person have to do?
There's so many different things someone could do, Danielle. First of all, thank you for your tremendous support of this initiative. Patriot Golf Day happens at golf courses around the country, thousands of golf courses around the country. In Hawaii, we have over 50 golf courses, hundreds of PGA professionals, and also golf course general managers, non-PGA professionals that are offering opportunities to golfers on every island to visit their golf course, play golf. You can donate. Some people have donation boxes. Some will have closest to the pin contest. Some are doing in-shop golf shop raffles. Mm. Some are giving lessons. Danielle, we've got Claude Brousseau on Maui, Scott Simpson on Oahu, Clark Miyazaki, David Ishii, individual PGA professionals that are giving golf lessons during this month, then donating the monies that they receive back to the Folds of Honor. And again, the Folds of Honor, for your listeners, awards scholarships, educational scholarships to the families of our military heroes that have lost their lives in service to our country or been severely injured. And these are families that would not otherwise receive any benefits for education, Danielle. So it's a tremendous cause and mission. And, you know, we've been supporting it since 2007. That's when it started with Dan Rooney. And it has grown exponentially since that time. This past year, Well, since 2008, Danielle, we've been able to award over 162 educational scholarships here in Hawaii to Hawaii kids, over $750,000, and that's since the beginning.
Wow.
Nationally, Folds of Honor awards 3,000 higher educational scholarships just last year, 3,000 around the country, close to $15 million. So this is an idea that started from our friend Dan Rooney, who, you know, we know and love, that really was inspired to start the Folds of Honor because he saw, he was on a plane up in Grand Rapids and saw a casket being offloaded of a soldier that had given his life to his country. And while he sat on that plane, he saw the soldier's wife and family, his parents, and his two young children come out and have to meet that casket. And being a serviceman himself, it hit home to him. And he thought about what could he do as a PGA professional. What could he do to try to help these families? And it started with that moment. And back in 2006, and it grew. The first year they raised just $1 million, and now, you know, it's obviously grown so much, and it's thanks to people like yourself, Danielle, and thousands of PGA professionals around the country, and great sponsors too, of course, that support this mission.
Yes, absolutely. The PGA of America, with PGA Hope, is really, that's why the PGAs around the country, are so involved in this this mission.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that too, Danielle. So 2 years ago, PGA Hope also is a beneficiary, along with the Folds of Honor, for all funds raised during Patriot Golf. The acronym Patriots Everywhere. So the PGA wanted to partner with Dan Rooney and the Folds, along with our 20,000 PGA members, 28,000 PGA members, to try to offer programs that would be directed to veterans that have been injured in service to their country, and a variety of injuries, everything from loss of, you know, legs and arms to PTSD, Danielle. And it's a great golf. It's a great rehabilitation opportunity for you know, these military people to not just, you know, rediscover themselves and rediscover sport, but be able to mainstream back into society and see that people care. And that's really the bottom line on all of this stuff. This is why we do this is why we're doing this effort, is because they have made the ultimate sacrifices for our freedoms, and we're privileged, and it's an honor for us as PGA professionals, both here in the Aloha section and across the country, to be able to do something for others.
Absolutely. Steve Greiner at Belvoir was one of the people who began the program dealing with PTSD and being blown up, as they call it, at Belvoir. He's got a great program, and that's expanding all the time. Talking with Greg Nichols, the general manager, director of golf at Ko'olina Golf Resort, you've got great news about the gathering of the funds, the donations that are coming in. So if you're going to go out and play golf today,
yep,
or tomorrow,
yep,
or the next day, or just about any day, you can always, yep, donate to Folds of Honor. And
yep,
so if you're playing golf today, Greg, what does a person do to participate?
Well, you know, again, it depends on where they're playing golf at. If they can walk into Ko'olina Golf Club, they've got an opportunity to donate. We have a 100 holes of golf marathon happening on Monday. I'll talk a little bit about that later. But they can walk in. Trevor Nishiyama, who's one of our players, playing 100 holes on Monday with TaylorMade, donated a brand new Sims 2 driver, the best driver in the game. So we're raffling that off over the next 3 days. You can participate. Again, you can walk in and donate. You don't have to come to a golf course. You can sit at your computer and click on Folds of Honor and read about Dan Rooney's legacy and what he, you know, what inspired him to start Folds of Honor, and you can donate to right now today. So you don't need to go to a golf course to donate.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So you, but if you are, you know, like, you can round up, and then just there's often a place where you can put money into a box or whatever.
Yeah, sure. We've got boxes set up at
exactly,
golf courses around the state, Danielle. And again, I can, you know, happy to share all of those golf courses and on 50 of our golf facilities around the state are doing different types of programs.
Wonderful. And if you're not, you should sign up.
Yeah, right.
And on Monday, okay, so the 100 Holes of Golf Marathon,
yep.
Kicking off the month of Folds of Honor Foundation and PGA Hope work that they're doing, you've got some pretty important people coming together.
Well, first, to talk about the four players, because we that are going to play. We've got two of our assistant PGA professionals, Ryan Christensen and Keavi Source, that are great players. They're going to pair up as a team. And then we've got a team of golf representatives who Joey Sakali, who's a great Callaway rep, and our own Trevor Nishiyama, the TaylorMade golf rep, who are also very, very good players, low handicap players. They're going to tee off at dawn on Monday. And literally at dawn, and they will play 5 18-hole rounds, followed by a 9-hole round, followed by their final hole will play into the putting green that we have here at Coalina. And we've also invited out, so come on out and cheer them on. We've got a number of people that are going to be out here at dawn to be able to help celebrate the start and at the finish. We've invited out, thanks to Admiral Tom Fargo and Admiral Aquilino, we have invited out representatives from each of the military branches, Danielle. And so we've got the Marines, Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, Air Force, and the Pacific Command sending out representatives to play golf that day and be here to be part of the closing ceremony, the recognition and thank you ceremony that will take place on the putting green. I'd like to give a shout out to Roy Yamaguchi. Royce is going to provide some great poopers for these guys. They're going to be hungry and tired, especially the four guys playing 100 holes.
Yeah.
But it's going to be neat. And Danielle, what we're going to do, your listeners may or may not know. Do you know when Memorial Day started?
Tell us when Memorial Day started.
You got to guess. It's a trivia contest. No. It started after the Civil War. It started actually in 1868, and the first Memorial Day, it was called Decoration Day at the time, happened at Arlington National Cemetery. And our national cemetery that was built on the home of Robert E. Lee. They used his home to bury all of the Union dead from the war. And so that first ceremony was held in 1868. I'm proud to say I've got two grandparents and my father, my mother buried there. My father is 97. He will be there to join my mom at some point. But Memorial Day, we will share on Monday. We'll go around and each of the military representatives will have a chance to share what Memorial Day means to them. And so I'm excited to have them out, and we're very honored that they're going to take their day, their holiday, and come out and spend it with us.
Absolutely. Oh, they're spending it with you so that they can benefit the Folds of Honor Foundation and PGA Hope. And it's a wonderful giving because they know it's going to give back. It's awesome. Greg Nichols, General Manager, Director of Golf, Coalina Golf Resort. Thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure, Danielle. Thanks for your coverage. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Aloha. Ken Paisley, Golf Digest contributor, he's over at Shadow Creek in Las Vegas, where the LPGA is playing match play. Now, remember, next week is the U.S. Women's Open. And these ladies, these girls, these women, they're going through a very intense several days of golf. And I'm looking, you've got to watch this afternoon in Hawaii. You'll be able to see the quarterfinals, I think it is. It's a shame we can't see the whole thing because I'm looking at it. Right now, Danielle Kang leads 1-up through 12 over Bronte Law. And that's kind of the way this whole thing is going, you know. Minji Lee is 3-up through 10 over Mel Reed. But there's so many close ones, 1-up through 9. Anna Nordqvist over Arya Chittanagarn. Then we've got Brittany Altomare. She's 1-up through 8 over Shenshen Feng. There's so many really strong, and they're tied. Inbi Park is tied with Sofia Popov. You see what I'm saying? We should be watching this on TV. We're going to come back with Ken Paisley right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
What do falling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stopped the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520 now.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
I just want to thank Pitch Fix, because Pitch Fix is making it possible for me to give you, if you're the ninth caller, a Pitch Fix Fusion 2.5, awarded Best Divot Repair Tool by Golf Digest. That is Fusion 2.5, okay? And we've got the Aqua Brush, providing easy solution for cleaning your clubs, those irons. It's so cool. So all you have to do is call 808-545-1111. It's really 545-1111. 808-545-1111. And if you're the ninth caller, you win. Simple. Kent Paisley, it's not so simple. Golf Digest contributor at Shadow Creek to win. It seems like everybody is like right on the verge of winning, but not quite. Welcome into the clubhouse, Kent Paisley. He's over at Shadow Creek Golf Course in Las Vegas, and he's actually with the women who are playing the Bank of Hope Match Play Championship. Welcome in.
Hey, Danielle, always good talking with you. And like the savvy radio veteran you are, you had intense in the tees, took a pause. That's an understatement this weekend.
Yes.
They're playing 72 holes if you make it through to the final two matches over the weekend, ahead of the U.S. Women's Open next week in this Vegas heat that's over 100 degrees.
Oh, my word.
That's such a big ask.
Wow, it's over 100 degrees. That's right. I forgot how hot it gets. My goodness. You know, I'm over here complaining because it's going to be like 85 with no wind. Oh, well. try being on a golf course in Vegas, guys. Watching this must be amazing. I mean, I feel like I'm doing, you know, looking at something akin to pre-Solheim Cup.
Oh, the golf is so good. Yesterday, watching Mel Reed and Hannah Green. Mel hold out for Eagle to flip her match around, though she just got eliminated by Minji Lee today. These players are, to your point, it's almost an individual tournament within each match. It forces the players to focus so much. And Shadow Creek is such a difficult golf course. I walked with a caddy on Tuesday who was throwing golf balls on the ground just to imitate how his players' shots would land. The golf ball is rolling like a mini golf course, how much it's just pondering around, meandering through, refusing to stop.
Wow.
It's really impressive golf.
Wow. I never thought of Shadow Creek being, you know, the challenge golf course. I guess, looking at when you go to Shadow Creek online and you see some of the photos of the people who have played there, you know, I saw one with Tiger Woods. I don't imagine he'd go play at a course that didn't challenge him, right?
Absolutely. And they had the match out here, too, as a good preview. And speaking of players taking on this course, well, who have played Shadow Creek a number of times is Danielle Kang, who has yet to trail in this tournament. She has Butch Harmon on site this week, her coach, and it's clear that the Vegas resident is, it was funny, she was joking about how, oh, I've played here 10 times. Wait, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't tell my opponents I've got home course advantage.
Right.
And she's taken advantage so far.
Right now, I mean, she's only one up. So even though she's leading, Bronte Law still has a chance.
Oh, certainly. It's been a big week for Bronte, too. She has struggled this year, hasn't had a top 25 since January of 2020, and she was a big part of Team Europe's Solheim Cup comeback in 2019. She won the final point before Suzanne Pedersen made one of the most memorable putts in golf history, and it's going to take a strong performance this weekend to try and get her back on the map. It's been a really tough year. She talked ahead of the Pure Silk Championship last week, where she was the defending champion, that she's had to change her swing because of back pain she was playing through. Wow. She's so young that in order to keep her career going and not go to the physio every day, she had to make adjustments, and she's lost 15 yards off the tee. She's close to the bottom fifth of the tour in average driving distance. And this could be a tournament where such a fiery player is able to turn her season around in a match play event that suits her strengths.
That would be wonderful. You know, I have worried so much, you know, listen to me, about the kids. You know, these are kids. And except for Anna Nordqvist, who is one up through nine over Arya Jutanagarn. Anna Nordqvist is not a kid anymore, and she is so strong. How does she do it?
Anna's been really consistent throughout her career, really. She hits greens at a really high clip. She's near 75% for her career. And fellow Swede, Annika Sorensen, talks about if you're hitting the green, not much can go wrong. So that's why she's just been such a stalwart throughout her career, is just her overall consistency.
Yeah. And Patty Tavanatic, she almost won, but didn't quite. You know, just that last, which event was that where she was leading and leading and leading, and then the last nine holes got her. But she's three up through seven over Nasa Hataoka, and Nasa's a strong player. Is this heat getting to her?
You know, Patty, as you were mentioning, she definitely had a chance to win the Honda LPGA Thailand. It ended up being Arya to be the first Thai player to win that tournament. It's been a strange season for Nasa. She's going to represent Japan in Tokyo, but for a player who won three times over 22 events in 2019, we really haven't seen her in contention. It was kind of a surprise for her to get to the weekend to start with her recent play. So for her to even get here is an encouraging sign for a player whose ceiling is so high, but it's not really there right now.
It's interesting. And so Sofia Popov, you know, I did not expect to see her tied with Inbee Park through six.
It's been a difficult week for Inbee on a personal level. Unfortunately, last week, her grandfather passed away from cerebral palsy. Oh. He was last on site to see her win in 2017. The tournament is escaping my mind at the moment.
Yeah.
And she's wearing a ribbon in his honor. And it meant a lot to her and her getting into golf, that it was her grandfather's dream to play with three generations.
Wow.
And they were able to do that before he passed. So for Inbee to be in the weekend with that going on, even though she is a Vegas resident, she's been here since she was 13. It's really impressive the the mental strength, the Hall of Famer, the number two player in the world, and one of the best putters of all time is showing.
Well, thank you for all of your insight on site at the Bank of Hope. This is one of the longest titles. You're going to help me with it. Bank of Hope LPGA Match Play hosted by Shadow Creek. Is that it?
That sounds about right. I think with that long of a title, you get some room for error, right?
Yeah, okay. Thank you. As long as I got Bank of Hope right. And then Shadow Creek.
That's right? Play semi-important, too, but yeah.
Yes, you got to get the sponsors. Sponsors. Now, big news this week. The LPGA, the board, has decided on the new commissioner, Molly Marcoux-Simon. Molly Marcoux-Simon, she's currently the Ford Family Director of Athletics at Princeton, but, you know, we've never heard of her before. And is she well-known within the golf circles?
So this week it was announced Tuesday, and players didn't really know her ahead of time. Angela Stanford was really the only one to comment who had a presser, and I don't know if swearing's allowed on this show, Danielle.
Yeah,
so
no.
You think she's a bad blank? And it's funny how for Marcoux-Simon, and say that name five times fast, it's a moment of how your winding career path, you never know how your past experiences will inform you, but they generally end up due at any role you take. She was a history major at Princeton, and her senior thesis was titled The Social Construction of Sport and Gender, A History of Women's Golf from 1895 to 1955.
Wow.
She called her mom to send her her 100-page thesis before her first set of interviews with the LPGA Tour. It's just crazy how small your experiences can be to really inform you down the road.
No, that's wonderful. I mean, you know, she probably was not thinking, this is where I'm going to go. At one point in my life, I'm going to be the LPGA commissioner and sit at the table with all the great tours in the world and make massive decisions about the future of the game of golf, not just on the LPGA, but also on the planet. But I like what the board, LPGA Board of Directors, Diane Goulias, and she was on the search committee. She said, Molly understands the power of golf to change the lives of girls and women. And as values-centered leader, she's known for her skills in collaboration, managing through complexity, and building a winning team culture. In every role, she's had an outstanding record of performance in navigating change, forging lasting partnerships, and seeing and seizing new opportunities. That is a strong leader. That's wonderful. And I want to thank you, Kent. Have we left anything out that we should be covering? Oh, let's see, the U.S. Women's Open.
What's that tournament? It's not that big a deal.
Not that big a deal. No, it's massive, and it's coming up next week. And what can we expect on that incredible golf course?
Olympic Club hosting its sixth U.S. Open, the first one for the women. It's well known for those reverse canter fairways, right, where it's a dogleg left with the fairway slopes left to right. It's going to be such a difficult test. Shannon Roulard, the director of the USGA who's setting the course up, has decided to have no intermediate cut of rough. So if players run out of the fairway, they're going to be greeted with some juicy rough, which is really difficult with how small and sloped those greens are. Kay Cockerell, who's a member out there, Golf Channel commentator, has really emphasized the players that she's played with just hit it to the middle of the green. And if someone does that, I mean, the lowest winning score in an open at Olympic Club is 3 under. If you hit every green, you're going to win. It's a pretty simple formula to success, and it clearly oversimplifies how difficult the test that golf course presents, and it's such a funky setup. The par fives are the first, the 16th, and the 17th.
Wow.
Par 71. It's a very strange approach. It's going to be a lot of drama coming down the stretch with those couple par fives and likely looking at such a low score. And the 2020 U.S. Women's Open delivered similar drama with Alim Kim birdieing the final three holes to rip the trophy away from world number one Jin Young Ko and Amy Olsen, who were a shot behind.
Now, can you? Did you say the first hole is a par five?
First hole is a par five.
Wow. Now, so you're starting off, you know, right out of the gate, just that is really something. Normally, there's at least a warm up. So, but you're just
and especially,
bam.
Your point, right?
Yeah.
There's so few scoring opportunities. You've got to capitalize on the par fives out there.
Exactly. And I love their website. Welcome to the Olympic Club, where membership is an active experience. And one of the pictures, over 160 years of fostering amateur athletics in the spirit of close harmony, you see this massive group of guys running through the surf, like it's right up to their calves, and they're running. It's like they're doing a marathon in the ocean running. Have you ever tried to run through that depth of water? That's no small feat. It's and the golf course is amazing, and it's very hilly, by the way. You really should take a very close look at the Olympic Club, where that beautiful clubhouse sits on the hill, and everybody's aspiring to get there with the lowest score. I thank you so much, Kent Paisley, Golf Digest contributor, for being on the show with us this morning.
Thanks, Danielle. Always great talking with you.
Great. Aloha. We'll talk again soon. Okay?
Sounds great.
Okay. Okay, aloha. Coming back, Leah, speaking of women, we have Women's Golf Day, and it's on the 1st of June. So after we have this Patriots Golf Day weekend, and of course, Memorial Day weekend, and of course, we've got Father's Day coming up. But before that, we're going to celebrate Women's Golf Day on the 1st. Elisa Godet is with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company. They moved to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured, the Honolulu Sign Company is COVID compliant with all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
The Golf Club tip number 47. When mad about your slice, Don't hit the tree with your driver. Break it over your knee. Now, back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
He's joking. That is a joke. Don't ever break your club. Certainly not over your knee, because you never know what it'll do to your knee, okay? Makale has a 920. Poipu has a 1020. I'm sorry I didn't mention this sooner. Pearl Country Club has an 838. It's probably taken, but give it a shot, okay? Rojo Wine Country Club has a 928, an 1110. Bayview has a 1030. Makaha East has a 10 o'clock. Wailea on Maui has a 1010, 1050, and a 1050. Let's see now. Wailea Gold has the 1010. Emerald and Blue, the 1050. And they all have Claude Brousseau. That's where Claude Brousseau teaches. He's the director of instruction. He is a PGA master, a master professional. And that is Claude Brousseau. He is a fabulous teacher, too. And we're going to give you a lesson. He is giving lessons. When you go to Wailea and take a lesson with Claude this weekend, part of the money that you would pay him, he's going to go to Folds of Honor, okay, to the Patriot Golf Day work. And so we want you to win. And he has done one virtually. So if you're not on Maui and you can't go to Maui, because you're afraid to go to Maui and come back and do all that stuff that you might have to do, the number is 808-545-1111. And you win either a virtual or an on-site lesson with Claude Brousseau. 808-545-1111. And thank you to Brian for calling in, and I'm sure he's going to be so excited when he gets his aqua brush, that is brush, and his Pitch Fix 2.5. Both of them, I'm going to try to color match these for you, Brian, because they all are coming, these vivid, wonderful colors. That's the aqua brush, that's to clean the golf ball, or, of course, the irons or your driver. And it's so handy. It has a little water, and you can hold it right in the palm of your hand, and you really have a grip, and you can really get into those grooves and clean out all the junk, so then you can actually find the groove of your club. And, of course, Claude Brousseau will teach you how to find that groove in your swing, and his number to win is 808-545-1111. All right. Elisa Godet, president of Executive Golf International, author of Two Good Rounds, the book series, passionate about growing the game, so much so she founded and she organizes Women's Golf Day. Go to womensgolfday.com to find out more about that. Women's Golf Day, welcome into the clubhouse, Elisa.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Okay, so Women's Golf Day is June 1st on Tuesday. How did the WGD, Women's Golf Day, Palooza, the digital celebration, go?
Really well. I think everybody was very pleasantly surprised. We had a lot of activation. Both, it was on YouTube, it was on Facebook, and it was on Instagram, and people could watch it from our website.
Just wonderful.
So we had a lot.
Yeah. Annika Sorenstam, Jack Nicklaus, Barbara Nicklaus kicking off the celebration. Really, this was kind of a kickoff for Women's Golf Day.
Exactly. And because of the situation with COVID, we wanted to make sure that if people couldn't get to a place, they could at least, you know, engage and do something fun. So that's how it originally started, you know, a couple months when we were thinking about what we should do. Because there are, like, some locations, especially outside the U.S., that are still not open to play golf, countries. And then we just decided, you know, we're going to do this every year. So we really made sure that we did something that set it up so that people kind of got the idea, were excited about it, and we'll look to come back, you know, every year, a week before.
I love it. It's a great idea. Yeah, and hosted by the World Golf Hall of Fame. I saw your tour. That was great.
Yeah, for people that would never get to go, and again, you know, with travel the way it is these days, we thought that would be something fun. I think we'll do something like that for each, you know, each time we do it because it adds some content to it. We did, I think people really like the giveaways. We got a lot of response, you know, and fun stuff. And drivers and, you know, Women's Golf Day logo golf balls and Caddyshack, you know, the gopher head covers. It was fun, really fun.
Yeah, and Callaway, Titleist, RNA, FootJoy, PGA Tour, Superstore, ClubCore, all of those fabulous sponsors, big brands doing presentations, doing those. Always fun to get giveaways.
Exactly.
It was wonderful. So now it's time for Women's Golf Day, and it's on Tuesday. It's always on a Tuesday, and the first Tuesday in June is June 1st. So it's fabulous. Before I mention all the different locations in Hawaii, tell us what prompted you to create Women's Golf Day. What is it? Is this the sixth Women's Golf Day, but we couldn't do it on the fifth year?
No, we did do it on the fifth year. We moved the date to September.
Right.
And we did do it, yeah. This is the sixth year, and we currently have 941 locations in 57 countries.
Wow.
Participating this coming Tuesday. And given the COVID situation, that's pretty amazing because we definitely don't want anybody to do anything that's not safe this year. You know, I think we'll all be back next year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are many countries struggling, and every country is a country that enjoys golf. India, for instance, they love the game. And we have six Women's Golf Day locations in Hawaii. On Kauai, the Ocean Course, Hoku'ala, and Princeville Makai Golf Club. On Oahu, it's the Pearl Country Club. So glad. On Maui, Waiehu Municipal Golf Course is getting involved. There are two events at Kapalua Golf. And you can find your location wherever you are in the world. If you're listening to the live stream at radiogolfclub.com, you just go to womensgolfday.com/location. And you'll find you can put in your zip code where you live. And then bingo, you know, or there's like these little round circles, like targets. So you find your country and you'll find the target and boom, it's right there. I bet you a lot of guys want to go to a Women's Golf Day.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. We haven't, thankfully, you know, I think I don't feel like, you know, showing up. I've heard of, but.
Well, now, why did you want to create Women's Golf Day, though?
You know, all the data that we saw said that, you know, women were interested. It's, you know, and I always say this, you know, if we were talking about a cell phone company or, you know, sneakers, Nike sneakers, whatever, you wouldn't only sell to half the population. And for so long, you know, it wasn't taken as seriously as really bringing women into the game, which, you know, is still a very big gateway to the junior golfers. So we took all the data that women were quick to try it, but they were equally quick to leave. They thought it was too long, and that's what we, you know, and they didn't intimidating. Everything that was like a negative, we flipped it, and that's how we came up. So there was actually some science, and the time of year and the day and everything was a lot of research and talking to the industry, mostly the big movers and shakers. So I would say like a PGA Tour Superstore. They, you know, these people have an idea of when people are golfing and what they're doing, as well as Troon and Club Corp that manage multiple properties. So that's how we came up with a Tuesday in June.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, the first Tuesday in June, yeah. And you know, it keeps growing and growing. So,
and the idea, the idea, ladies, is that you come together as a group. Partly it's socializing, and partly it's either a lesson or it's going out for three holes with the club pro. And it's a group of ladies, so it doesn't feel like all the eyes are on you, although it's difficult to lose that feeling when it's your turn to hit. And it's, believe me, everybody has that same feeling. Like, everybody's looking at me, everybody's judging me. Actually, they're not. You know, they're all worried about when it's their turn. So you really need to let go of all that angst and just go and have fun. And then afterwards, you sit down together, you have a good time, have a beverage together, something to snack on, chit-chat about what you do, your mutual friends are become friends. You know, sometimes somebody moves someplace and they're golfers and they don't have anybody to play with. This is the perfect experience for women to get to know other women with the same kind of, let's get outside, let's breathe in the fresh air, Let's take a lovely walk in the park. And it's not, you know, some people call golf a long walk ruined or whatever it is. It's not, because it's all in your matter of your opinion. I go out and I'm like, I'm not a great golfer. In fact, with my back issues, I can't even play right now. But I can walk a golf course. I can go out with some folks who do. I can walk with them. I can enjoy my surrounding. I can laugh with them. I can have a good time with them. And it's all exercise, and it's all good for us. That's what Women's Golf Day is all about. It's about bringing women together, introducing them to a sport that you can become very competitive in, or you can have fun with it. It's one that you don't have to be like crazy monster competitive. You can have fun, and everybody's fine. And some of the foursomes, you can have one person who's like, they're out to beat you, and they still love you. It doesn't matter. And I don't care if you want. Yeah, bravo, great shot. I'll never do it that good. So that's my soliloquy on that one, Elisa.
Yeah, then that's what we found a lot of, you know, especially women. It's less about competitive or trying to break, you know, 90 or break 80. It's their experience, and this is, again, through data and everything else, it's more important for them. It's who the people that they're golfing with, if they had a pleasant experience, if they're, like, you know, relaxed and enjoyed, you know, that day and that time on the golf course with other people and what have you. So it is a very different than what, you know, some men are looking to get out of it, where it is a little more competitive or breaking a score or things like that.
Yeah. And I've played with some very competitive women, and they don't mind that I, you know, are not pushing myself for, they're pushing themselves. And that's the beauty of the game. You know, you can be competitive with yourself, and that's the best person to be competitive with on a golf course. You have to really put yourself into it. Your mind, your body, your intention, all of it is about you bringing out the most powerful in you. And yes, you know, sometimes that takes some competition, but by the same token, we've learned that golfers are by nature show-offs. Aren't we all? And when we're good at something, if somebody's applauding you on a good shot, that'll help you too. Elisa Godet, thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Yeah, no, thank you. And I hope to see a lot of women. I'm so happy to hear that a number of golf courses in Hawaii. Remember, I think the most important thing that's very, I think, brings a lot of pride is that this event, by the way, Danielle, now starts in New Zealand this year.
Yay!
Even earlier than in Australia. Goes for 24 hours straight and lands in yours truly, Hawaii.
Yes.
So for 24 hours straight on social media, I encourage everybody, even if you can't get out or you do get out, you know, wear red and white. That's our colors. And send us a photo. Use at Women's Golf Day. We're on all social media platforms. And it's pretty crazy. You'll see pictures from women all around the world. Our guys are going to be like a four-man team for social media on that day because it goes so crazy. But I think people will really see, you know, that the people in Hawaii, you're part of it. You're ending it. You're closing the show for us.
Yes, we're the last because, you know, the sun sets over here. It's wonderful.
Exactly.
Yes. So there are six locations. The Ocean Course at Hoku'ala on Kauai. Princeville Makai Golf Club, of course, have been with us for a long time. Our first-timers, Pearl Country Club, so stoked that you're there. On Maui, also a first-timer, Waiehu Municipal Golf Course. And Kapalua Golf, go there. You know, we're going to have a lot more opening up because some of our clubs, because of the lack of visitors coming in, you know, they just did not do it because a lot of our visitors participated in Women's Golf Day. Again, Elisa Godet, president of Executive Golf International, passionate about growing the game of golf and founder and organizer of Women's Golf Day. Go to womensgolfday.com. Womensgolfday.com. It's Tuesday, June 1st. Thanks, Elisa.
Thanks. We'll see you out there.
I'll see you out there. Aloha. Coming back with Patriot Golf Day, PGA Hope Military Liaison, Patriots Golf Day, PGA Hope Coordinator Chris Nowak. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects. Have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu. Have you discovered Global Golf Post yet? Global Golf Post is the leading golf news publication in the game. It is a digital magazine. It's published very early Monday morning, delivered to your email inbox before you wake up. And in the pages of Global Golf Post, you will find all the news from the pro tours from the weekend, plus opinion and commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can also read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. Best of all, it's absolutely free. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii to sign up for your free subscription. You'll become the most informed golfer in your regular foursome. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Do it today.
Want more customers? Renovating high-rises, whatever your trade. Fill your restaurants, buy your cars, use your realty company. Buy insurance, air condition their offices. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have quality listeners like yourself. We have ad packages that start at a few hundred dollars. Email your contact info to rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Our listeners are consumers, too.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Chris Nowak, PGA Hope Military Liaison for Patriots Golf Day, PGA Hope Coordinator, PGA Hope, helping our Patriots everywhere. Welcome into the clubhouse, Chris.
Thank you so much for having me on. How are you doing this Memorial Day weekend?
Excellent. Really good. And you know what? I realized since we haven't, I think it was 2017 that you were on the show. And
yes, ma'am.
Right. Since then, Patriot Golf Days for PGA Hope was created. So it's PGA Hope and Folds of Honor benefiting from our Patriot Golf Days fundraising this weekend all year long. You can go to patriotgolfdays.com and make a donation. But how did that come about, this coordination?
It came about based on the fact that there was courses and people in the PGA and people out there running golf courses trying to understand how both these organizations fit within PGA of America. Dan Rooney's Folds of Honor is their own 501c, and PGA Hope is the military 501c for PGA of America. So, as you know, Dan Rooney's got a huge footprint in the space and does such a great job for Gold Star families. Him and Seth Waugh sat down and said, let's get in this boat and row together.
Wow, so, cool.
It's really, really awesome.
Yeah, it is. And so what does PGA Hope do? It's part of PGA Reach. So give us kind of an overview.
Sure. So PGA Reach is the 501c for PGA of America, and PGA Hope is the military program under Reach. I know it's confusing. It confuses me on a daily basis. But so with PGA Hope, what we're doing is we're using golf as therapy and helping veterans in the rehab process. We have an 8-week curriculum that meets one day a week, anywhere from an hour to 2 hours, depending on the pros and the times they have. We start veterans off with the grip all the way to the eighth week, where they go out and play 9 or 18 holes. And what we're trying to do with this is, I'm sure all your listeners know, the one thing you got to be thinking about when you're striking that golf ball is nothing. And that's what we want the veterans to focus on. We want them to focus on nothing, so they're not reliving the trauma they experienced, the trauma they're dealing with now, and just trying to integrate back into being productive members of society. So we give them that skill set. And so then if a veteran goes out, plays 18, shoots 105, that's 105 moments in time that that veteran is not experiencing or witness the trauma and the PTSD they're dealing with. And we do it for all veterans, whether ill, injured, or wounded. If you're a veteran, we will put you through a HOPE program, and it's free to veterans. And we're growing, and this Patriot Golf Day is going to help us grow tremendously.
So if I am, or if I know someone who might benefit, you know, some people are in denial. They don't want, you know, they say they don't need help.
Right.
First of all, how do we get in touch with you?
You can go on the PGAreach.org website. Once again, it's PGAreach.org website. There's a way to contact me through there, or you can do on Twitter under Action NOAC. What we do is, you know, we have veterans reach out to us, and we'll find them a program close to them. And we have had times where we haven't had programs there, and that's given us a signal that, hey, maybe we should look into starting a program. So eventually, you know, maybe a year or so, we'll start a program there. So we're just growing and just working within the golf. You know, the golf's got the biggest heart in sports. I'm sure all your listeners will agree with that, that just tremendous Americans in the game of golf and in the industry who are giving back, not only on Patriot Golf Day, but throughout the year.
Exactly. So that's PGAreach.org. That's one place. And on Twitter, Action NOAC.
Right.
Right. And okay. And that's spelled with a W, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So
very good.
Is there ACTIONNOVAK? Wait a second. With a W.
No.
Yeah.
With a W.
Yes.
It's all good.
It's all good. Thank you. Now, what about the person who, you know that they need help and you just don't know how to reach them?
I think that, you know, if as an individual, if one of your listeners knows a veteran that, you know, they feel is struggling with different things, encourage them to go on the website, maybe take them to a driving range and see if they got the bug or reach out to myself and I'll talk to them. I do that a lot. I spend a lot of time reaching out to my fellow veterans and talking to them about hope and other things and helping them navigate through life as they're returning. And, you know, it goes through the thought process that PGA has and that it takes a nation to heal a veteran.
Oh, that's
beautiful. VA can't do it. DOD can't do it alone. PGA can't do it alone. We all got to lean in on this as a nation. So, and golf's the best tool to do it in my mind.
Okay. So, you know, what about people who say, hey, what does Action NOAC know about me? I mean, how
right.
can he relate? I mean, what has he gone through? Tell us.
So I lost my leg in the Marine Corps. I served in the Marine Corps. I lost it to friendly fire. And I've been doing adaptive sports since then, and I've dedicated my life to it. And I know what it's done for me, and I know that it will help other veterans. And we just ask that veterans just reach out and give it a try. It may not be for you, but at least you can say you tried, and I'm sure you'll get something out of it.
Can I ask you, you lost your leg.
By the
way, you look great on the golf course. You know, that's a great photo of you in the bunker. That sounds crazy, but he does. You look great in the bunker. Go to, you know, the golf club on my website. I have on Twitter, at the golf club, and you'll see a picture of Chris, and he's got his club in his hand, and you'll see where he lost his leg. That is a very interesting prosthetic. Does it have a movement in the ankle area?
It's an energy, what they call an energy store prosthetic. So it uses the mechanics of your own body weight. So when I step, it kind of loads. That's the way it's curved.
Yeah.
See in it? It loads, and then it helps propel the leg forward.
Wow.
While using my muscles. Yeah, I love it. I use it for everything.
I bet. It must feel more like a natural part of yourself.
Yes, ma'am, it does. It really helps with the gait, and it does actually help me save a little energy throughout the day.
Yeah. And now, friendly fire. Did you must, in addition to the physical rehab, what about, you know, were you angry?
I was angry. And that's, you know, I think what sports has done for me is helped me give me that outlet and focus on something else. And once I found the game of golf, it was a game changer for me. I played hockey. I was on the USA amputee team for a while. Powerlifting, I was on the National Paralympic powerlifting team for a couple of years. But golf has just been a game changer for me. It's really given me a different perspective on life. And as fast forward my rehab faster than anything else has.
Wow. You played hockey with a prosthetic?
Yes, ma'am. I played stand-up hockey on the USA national team.
Wow.
And used to travel all over the world playing hockey. Loved it.
Were you into sports before you were wounded?
Yes, ma'am. I grew up playing sports. I grew up in New England, so I grew up playing hockey and baseball and football and everything. So after after losing my leg, I just kind of go back to, you know, normal life and just tried to do everything I did before. I ran a half marathon once. I'll never do that again. I'm definitely not designed to run. So
he's a big man. I mean, he's strong. He's, you know, very powerfully built. So, yeah, I can see what you mean. There's some of us who, you know, put too much weight on the old knees and ankles, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and then you're just never the same for a week or months. Now, the last time we spoke, there was the annual PGA Hope Secretaries Cup. Are you still doing
Correct.
That?
Yes, ma'am, we are. We just got done competing in Carroll at Kiowa. And Carolina team won. We had six Carolina teams, and we had six teams competing virtual because of COVID. But we still continue the Secretaries Cup tradition, and we have that the Monday before Champion Week starts at the somewhere near the home course of the championship. So I'm actually in Tulsa this week, and we're looking at some spots while we're out here this week for next year, since we're going to be here in 2022.
Wow.
So that program keeps growing and growing.
That's wonderful. How does one become, competitive? How do you get into the Secretaries Cup?
So the Secretaries Cup is done from, they have sections, have qualifiers for a team. It's a five-person scramble. We have four veterans and one PGA professional that's teaching the HOPE program. And so we provide transportation and accommodations for veterans when they do travel for the Secretaries Cup, and we have 12 teams each year, and depending on where the championship is at, that determines on where the teams are coming from and what teams can come. So if your section hosted a championship in the past, you're eligible to send a team. If PGA is going to be holding a championship in your section in the next couple of years, you're eligible to send a team. We have a couple wild card bids. It's on the website, the PGAreach.org website. But, yeah, that program's really, really growing.
Wow. So PGAreach.org, you can find out about everything we've been talking about with Chris Nowak, PGA Hope Military Liaison with Patriots Golf Day, or days, because it's not one day. Patriot Golf Days,
right?
It's all weekend long, Memorial Day. And I've always thought, why isn't it on Memorial Day? It should be on Memorial Day. And now it is.
Right.
This is from now on. How did that come about, the change in date?
I think when Seth and Dan Rooney were sitting down there, they were talking about days, because having it more on Memorial Day, and that's Dan's, you know, belief with Gold Star families as it is, because that's when we are paying tribute and remembering those families who have sacrificed so much. And so fitting it's on this day.
Yes, it is. That's exactly right. So is there anything that I could, that I've left out that you wanted to talk about?
No, I just appreciate your time, and I'm sure your listeners, will hopefully reach out if they know a veteran in need and see what we can do, and just continue to grow the program and thank the golf community. I mean, they're such unbelievable, great Americans, and so giving of their time and resources. I've never seen any organization like this before.
Fantastic. That's it. That's it. All right. So thank you to the PGA of America. Thank you, Chris Nowak, for being on the show. And thank you to all of you who are going to go out and play a round of golf. And then, you know, just if there's a something that says Patriots Golf Day, put your money right in there. Just do that. If you're not going to play golf, but this is moving you and you'd like to, just go to PatriotsGolfDay.com and you can donate any day of the week, any day of the year. It goes on all year long. Thanks so much for being on the show, Chris.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Aloha. We've got just one more note to bring to you, and that is that we have some really great sponsors. And I just want to thank all of them for the work that they have given us, you know, the confidence that they've given us here at the Golf Club, the radio show, to get the word out about them. I'd like to thank the people, Corporal retired Chris Nowak, PGA Hope Military Liaison, Patriot Golf Day, Lisa Godet, Women's Golf Day founder, Kent Paisley, LPGA contributor, Golf Digest, Greg Nichols, Coolina, Patriot Golf Day, of course, is happening there. They're going to have the 100 holes of golf on Monday. Goodness gracious. That's from dawn to dusk. Parker McLaughlin, PGA Tour short game guru on IG, okay? And Craig Kessler, author of the Dad Advice Project, top golf CEO is Craig Kessler. And Parker got together with 38 other guys. And it's a great book, The Dad Advice Project. I got a lot of websites. Have you remembered them all? And thank you to Pitch Fix for providing us with the great prizes. We did not get a ninth caller. So if you can get in right now, you've got 3 minutes and 45 seconds to be the ninth caller, 808-545-1111. And you can win a lesson with Claude Brousseau, one of the most gentle people I know. So don't let the PGA Master kind of, you know, title intimidate you. He's just a regular guy. In fact, he was a nurse before he got into the game of golf and teaching. Thank you to the wonderful sponsors we have. Global Golf Post, the leading golf publication in the game. It is free. You go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii, and that's the leading golf digital publication in the game. Show your support for the golf club by signing up for Global Golf Post. Of course, the more signups we get, the more support the golf club gets, and we count on that for us to be here. Aloha Power Equipment, moving sale. It's continuing because they're moving and they're getting that store ready, the new one. So, you know, they're going to sell out everything so they don't have to move everything. We're going to tell you that the Honda mower is still on sale, and that's at the Sand Island and Waipahu stores. They're still open to put power at your fingertips. Honolulu Sign, they do exterior building signs, real estate and lighting signs, parking signs, interior signs, yep, PPE signs, signs of every kind. Honolulu Sign, they're on Hart Street now. Hawaii Pain and Spine, Dr. Jonathan Carlson, thank you so much. If you've got pain, see Dr. Jonathan Carlson. Do something about being it. It makes you grumpy. It makes you tired. It makes you not be able to do what you want to do. Call Hawaii Pain and Spine. MD Restoration, flood or fire disasters. You need help right away, 24/7. When disaster strikes, call MD Restoration. The number is 528-3434. That's 528-3434. MD Restoration, they are licensed contractors. So not only do they help get the water and stop the molds and do all the stuff that they need to do for remediation, they can help you rebuild. Speaking of rebuilding, you need electrical systems. CO's Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and state projects. Yep, these guys are big guys and they're small guys. And they have your project in mind. They'll do it right, on time, on budget. It is Hughes Electric, lighting the way. And thank you to RCM Construction, the 30-year leader in Spalling repairs across Hawaii. Spalling? Oh, it just destroys the strength of your building. you know, when the concrete separates from the rebar and the lanai drops off. You don't want that to happen. RCM Construction, thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time when you go out to play a round of golf. And, of course, remember Patriots Golf Day this Memorial Day weekend. Have a great one. Be safe. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.